top-of-the-line blues programs from 4 to 5, Blues Source Canada, with host Ken Wallace, features a solid hour of Canadian blues music, information, and interviews. The show highlights several cuts from the new releases to give the audience a taste of new blues music. Occasionally, the show devotes the entire hour to a festival or spotlights a Canadian artist. From 5 to 6 p.m., Blues Source International presents blues music from around the world. You'll hear the latest in blues releases from the UK, the US, Australia, Europe, and South America, with an emphasis on up-tempo blues tunes. That's Blues Source Canada and Blues Source International every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. on The Hawk, 101.5 FM, and online at 1015thehawk.ca.
This is CIOI, 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Hey, welcome back to another edition of Steel City Music, heard on The Hawk every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. It's your buddy Gunner back here on another Friday. Cool Canadiana music this hour, but I thought I'd start the show off with a creepy cover, and I mean this thing is creepy. Here's Lott Kessner doing the song Truth Faith from New Order. Creepy, creepy, creepy.
I feel so extraordinary, something's got a hold on me, and get this feeling I'm in motion, sudden sense of liberty. I don't care, 'cause I'm not there, and I don't care if I'm here tomorrow.
See the light in the shade of the morning sun.
Creepy. All right. I'm in a bit of a playful mood today. Putting the show together, I've been doing a bunch of stuff and responding to emails from family members. And we're winding up the summer, and I feel, I got this little weird patriotic feel about me. I don't know, something about traveling and music and folk music, and country music, and the band has been in the back of my brain, and Gordon Lightfoot and Blue Rodeo and Neil Young. I was like, wow, it's a weird vibe I got going on. And of course, I've been thinking about the old man. You know, my father passed away like 3 years ago, and some of the fun music that he used to spin in the backyard when he was drinking with all his pals and his relatives back in Cape Breton and in Sydney Mines out in my grandmother's and uncle's backyard there. And you get hit with all these emotions and everything, and some songs just really stick with you. So I thought I'd put a little Canadiana set of music, different styles, different folks. That's what I'm going to do. In this set of music, you'll hear some Neil Young and some Blue Rodeo, of course. Gordon Lightfoot. I will throw in him. I think Gordon should slow down now. I don't think Gordon should do any more shows. He's starting to scare me. He's getting a little too old, I think. Also, the Weaker Thans as well, I want to throw in this set of music as well. So, started things off. The man was like a god in my family as far as like music goes. And hailed out of Dundas. He passed away in the early 80s. But he was huge in East Coast Canada and all of Canada, really. And the big folk scene down in the States. We'll start this off with Northwest Passage, Stan Rogers. The great, late great Stan Rogers here on Steel City Music.
For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Westward from the Davis Strait is there 'twas said to lie, the sea route to the Orient for which so many died, seeking gold and glory, leaving weathered broken bones and a long forgotten lonely cairn of stones. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. 3 centuries thereafter, I take passage over land in the footsteps of brave counsel where his sea of flowers began, watching cities rise before me, then behind me sink again. This tardiest explorer driving hard across the plain. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. And through the night behind the wheel, the mileage clicking west, I think upon Mackenzie, David Thompson, and the rest, who cracked the mountain ramparts and did show a path for me to race the roaring Fraser to the sea. Ah, for just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. How then am I so different from the first men through this way? Like them, I left a settled life, I threw it all away, to seek a Northwest Passage at the call of many men, to find there but the road back home again. Ah, for just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea.
There was a time in this fair land when the railroad did not run, and the wild majestic mountains stood alone against the sun. Long before the white man and long before the wheel, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real. But time has no beginnings and the history has no bounds. As to this verdant country, they came from all around. They sailed upon her waterways and they walked the forest tall. Built the mines, mills, and the factories for the good of us all. And when the young man's fancy was turning to the spring, the railroad men grew restless for to hear the hammers ring. Their minds were overflowing with the visions of their day, and many a fortune lost and won, and many a debt to pay. For they looked in the future, and what did they see? The sun. The stars, they come stealing
at the close of the day. Across the wide prairie, our loved ones lie sleeping. Beyond the dark oceans, in a place far away, we are the navvies who work upon the railway, swinging our hammers in the bright blazing sun, living on stew and drinking bad whiskey, bending our backs till the long days are done. We are the navvies who work upon the railway, swinging our hammers in the bright blazing sun, laying down track and building the bridges, bending our backs till
sharpened elbows in the underground. That hollow, hurried sound, feet on polished floor, and in the dollar store, the clerk is closing up and counting loonies, trying not to say, checks the mirror 7 minutes late. The crowded rider's restlessness enunciates. The guess who sucked, the jets were lousy anyway. The same route every day, and in the turning lane, someone stalled again. He He's talking to himself, and hears the price of gas repeat his phrase, I hate Winnipeg. All leaning into sky, a golden business boy will watch the north end die and sing, I love this town. Then let his arcing wrecking ball proclaim, I hate Winnipeg.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
And I'd rather be walking tall pine trees high above Lake Louise, and I'd rather be chasing after shooting stars and waiting for this dumb 503 TTC. I'd like to see the sun set behind Saddle Mountain and listen to the wind whisper my name. I'd rather be back in the Rocky Mountains and sitting in some bar on the beach. And I'd rather be walking through the high meadow than watching the ladies pour on my TV. So please don't you stand in my way. I just got to get out of there.
I'll go out to Alberta. Weather's good there in the fall. I got some friends that I could go to work in for. Still, I wish you'd change your mind if I ask you one more time. But we've been through this 100 times or more. Four strong winds that blow lonely, 7 seas that run high. All those things that don't change. What may if the good times are all gone, then I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way. If I get there before the snow flies and if things are looking good, meet me if I send you down the fair. But by then it would be winter, not too much for you to do. And those winds sure can blow cold way out there. Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high. All those things that don't change, come what may. The good times are all gone, so I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way.
More music in minutes.
The Government of Canada and public health experts are taking action to protect Canadians from COVID-19. Protect yourself and others, especially those with medical conditions and older adults. Wash your hands often. Avoid touching your face. Cough or sneeze into your arm and disinfect surfaces. You should also avoid crowded places. Avoid all non-essential travel outside of Canada. And if you're sick, stay home. To learn more, visit canada.ca/coronavirus. A message from the Government of Canada.
Oh, it's great.
Hi, I'm Jim Cuddy from Blue Rodeo and the Jim Cuddy Band. And I'm obviously a strong supporter of independent music venues in the city and, of course, across the country. They are absolutely essential for developing new talent. That is the way that you make your bones. That's the way that you get an opening slot, you get early in the week, you move your way up to the weekend, you develop an audience. And in Canada, with the way that radio and everything else is, you need an audience. And the independent music venues across this country, and in Toronto especially, are extremely important. So I would really urge everybody to do whatever they can to save the Canadian independent music venues. Go out when they're open and petition anybody you can to get them open. Thank you.
For more information, visit supportcanadianvenues.ca.
Pure Phase Radio, Mondays, 8 to 10, featuring The Dill.
What's up?
And Tom Flood.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the one. All right, it's the yin and the yang. It's like, you're really cool, and I'm just like, whatever.
On the Hawk, 101.5. Yes.
Support local talent. Support Hamilton.
I thought you might like it.
Hamilton Music.
Athanase. Laura Cole. Steve Sinix.
God help you when you're wrong. This is home. This is home. Don't get weak, don't get old. Keep your friends out of the cold. Cause this is home.
All right, ladies, buckle up.
Support your local Hamilton talent.
I know, right?
Diversity.
Ladies and gentlemen, our very own Tragically Hip.
Hey, my name is Gord Sinclair from Tragically Hip. Coming up in this country, become very aware very quickly that Canada punches above its weight culturally, musically, and it's because of the live music venues. This is a difficult country to tour, and going back and forth and the distance between the venues, you either have to get good real quick or you quit. And that's our strength. And right now, our live music venues from coast to coast to coast are in serious trouble.
Yeah, I don't know what musicians would do without live music venues. The music industry has not been kind ever, really, to the artists. But the last 20 years have seen artists' ways of supporting themselves winnowed away until we're down to playing live. That's it. No one's making money off Spotify or YouTube, really. Not enough to make a living. You make your living plying your trade in the clubs and music venues. And if they start to go under, and it's looking like they're going to, we're all in trouble. There will be no Tragically Hip. There will be no bands. You know, they'll exist online, I guess, but no one will be able to do it as a career. It's a pretty dire situation, and I just hope people appreciate that. I hope the governments appreciate that. And we need to act immediately to support clubs and live music. And it's a cultural issue for this country, an issue of cultural survival.
Absolutely. Before we can export our culture around the world, we have to make sure that young men and women from Victoria, British Columbia, know music from St. John's, Newfoundland, and from Nunavut, and all over the country. And that requires venues for the young musicians to come and play and perform and earn their money and preserve the great culture of this country.
For more information, visit supportcanadianvenues.ca.
Donuts are f***ing overrated. I've never been a fan. Although the man that did put the jam inside the donut is a f***ing genius.
Now back to Steel City Music.
Hey, thanks for hanging out on Steel City Music. We're spinning a little bit of Canadiana traveling music. I guess maybe stuff about Canada. I don't know. I got a little nostalgic, as I was saying earlier on in the show. And I wanted to hear, maybe I got the travel bug. I want to get back out on the road and see Canada all over again, you know? Because I used to tour quite a bit. back in the 90s. He's with different bands and everything. And I know something about this music. They're singing about different areas of Canada and what it's like. And I get all nostalgia feel. You get the same way when you look at pictures or videos of stuff that you've been. That's just the kind of vibe that I'm in right now. So in this set of music, the band, Evangeline, just a great, great, great track that was always on the turntable back when I was a kid. A lot of people bring over their country albums and their rock albums from the 70s, The Neighbors over on Mayflower Street, and we would spin that all the time. Sam Roberts, who I said a while back, what the heck happened to Sam Roberts? He should have been bigger than what he was. We'll spin the Canadian Dream from him. Matt Mays, City of Lakes, really cool dude. Caught him so many times when he came here to Hamilton. I would love to see more of that guy when we get some tours coming back to Hamilton, once we're allowed to have shows on a more, you know, on a basis more than one, you know, and once in a while. Once we get this COVID thing under control. Also, Malajube as well. We'll spin their track, Montreal minus 40. Have you been there when it's minus 40, folks? There's a reason why some people get cranky. That's why they love the maple syrup. It makes them feel better. Holy banam. But starting off the set of music, TransCanada, the Constantines, just giving her on Steel City Music.
Yeah! Keep on playing. You'll see what happens. I mean, because at the very least, you'll have a load of fun. And at the very best, hey, you might even make a living. You know, so basically, it's that it. Yeah, just keep on picking, you know?
You're listening to Steel City Music.
The only way. to waltz on the banks of the mighty Mississippi.
CIOI 101.5, The Hawk.
Music, huh? Is that what's going on around my life? All right, so here's the deal. This hour of music, we're going to get to some Johnny Cash and some White Buffalo and some Tragically Hip as well, some other artists. But I thought I'd start it off with a cool Canadian track I haven't heard in a long time. I think it came out in 1980. I'm not sure. But here's Bruce Cockburn. Wondering Where the Lions Are on Steel City Music.
Sun's up, looks okay. The world survives into another day, and I'm thinking about eternity. Thank you.
among the firs where it smells so sweet, or down in the valley where the river used to be. I got my mind on eternity. Some kind of X got a hold on me, and I'm wondering where the lions are. Some kind of X.